Richard, disappointing result, but your reflections overall?
Well, I think before the game we knew that we were playing a good team. And we've come off the pitch knowing that we've played a good team there today. I think they've got a bit of everything that you need to be successful as you go up the levels. I think they've got a toughness about them. They're not afraid to be physical, but they've got a bit of pace. Barry Caw's a real problem for every defence, I would suggest, in this league. And they've got the right people in the right positions to cause teams problems. We've played a good team there this afternoon, but don't think we're too far away from them. And, you know, we keep talking about benchmarks and where we need to be. I think the last two home games have probably shown us the difference that there is between being mid-table and top five, top six. And we have to strive to get to that level. And, you know, with the support that we had today, it certainly gives us an opportunity to do that at some stage in the future. What they see from their team is always the same. It's an honest effort to do the best they can. Against a very, very good team, I thought we've come out of the game with some credit.
Southend defended well and kept, really made opportunities at a premium.
Look, I can't say any more than what I've said. Yeah. You know, they've got a bit of everything that you need. And, you know, they've been a league team for a long time. League One, Championship, coming down into League Two. And what it does is it buys you the opportunity to bring in the right type of player. You know, they've got, as I said, they've got a bit of everything. I thought they were tough, but they can play. And, you know, that's what you need. But, as I've said, I don't think we were too far away from them.
You made a double change at the break. Was that enforced?
Kwesi, yes. Yeah. And probably thought that Jordan was never going to play more than half or maybe an hour. But there's no doubt we needed a bit more of a physical presence on the pitch because, you know, when you look at the way their two centre-halves performed in the first half, we needed to give them at least something to think about. And I thought the two of them who came on at half-time did, presented a different challenge. You know, and we've had a lot of crosses there in the second half that we couldn't quite get on the end of because they've defended toughly and resolutely. Yeah, I would suggest their two centre-halves are as good as you can see in this league and probably the one above not too far away, I would suggest.
Talking of good, 7,000 for a Boxing Day crowd, that's not bad, is it?
No, I mean, look, we knew it was going to be a big crowd and you know, we obviously wanted to give them a win, but I hope they've gone away and they know that the team have given them an honest 90 minutes of work. You know, I hope the people, our support base, you know where we've come from, know who we were playing this time last year, and the strides that we've made in 12 months. But the last month at home here has shown us that we've still got some way to go.
Thanks, Richard.